8.
It's free talk live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
All right, so you can bring up anything. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way. If you prefer, you know, there was a story I've teased now for several days.
But don't you think the listeners might be wondering where Mark is?
I mentioned it yesterday.
Off wrestling Gators?
He's driving probably today, but we'll be arriving in Florida.
Dodging Gators on the highway.
Sometime within the next day. He's going to be staying down there through Christmas week, seeing the family, that sort of thing.
So. Getting a tan.
I guess. I don't know if he's much of the tanning type anymore. He really kind of left that whole metrosexual thing behind.
Hey, there's still an emery board here.
That's true. That's a good point. Holding it up for the camera. So lots on the table to talk about tonight here. And there's something I meant to get to several days ago that we just didn't have a chance to get. I think it's such a big piece of news is why I keep bringing it up and just haven't had a chance to dig in. From Forbes.com. It's a large-scale study has found no clear link between secondhand smoke and lung cancer.
Of course not.
Well, right. To you, this is obvious because you've probably seen Penn & Teller's BS from the last decade where they...
Or it's just common sense.
Well, there's common sense.
Dust in the air doesn't kill you either.
Well, but what they found in the Penn & Teller BS episode right. That is very, you know, iconoclastic, very memorable right. On this issue was that there was some sort of EPA-funded study or whatever right. It was back in the 1980s that... made this proclamation that secondhand smoke was so dangerous to right. people, and they basically found out that thing was bunk
yep.
from top to bottom.
But it wouldn't surprise me if secondhand smoke, especially enclosed secondhand smoke, like these people that smoke all day in their house, and their houses smell just awful, yep. and that type of secondhand smoke was responsible for increased cases of asthma, that mm-hmm. wouldn't surprise me. If, you know, there was a higher incidence of asthmatics in, like, because essentially you're living in a dust-filled household at that point.
That could be problematic.
Smoke everywhere.
But lung cancer is the big
fear. But lung cancer, not from secondhand
yeah.
smoke.
That's the big scare for people, and it's a fairly commonly known scare, and it's something that still needs to be broken down. So while to you and I, this is not news.
Right.
To a lot of people, this is a huge headline that is shocking and unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, you mean we outlawed this for nothing?
No. Well, a lot of people a lot of people would argue that they just don't like the way it smells,
well,
and
yeah.
so that's why they're glad that it's
outlawed. We should outlaw everything that's annoying. I don't like the sound of your music.
What was it? Wasn't there? Oh God, the star of the Hunger Games recently came out, and she said she wanted to outlaw something.
She was being a little bit ironic. Jennifer Lawrence was,
oh, was
being
she?
A little bit ironic when she said that it should
be
illegal to call people fat.
So you don't think she was serious about that?
Here's how she couched it. She kind of said, like, if we're banning this and we're banning this and we're banning this, this is just as reasonable to you to ban calling people fat. And actually, when you state it like that, they're all equally ridiculous. So it is as ridiculous as, you know, all these things, banning all these things is as ridiculous as making it illegal to call someone fat. She should have just come down on the other side of things and said, we should not be banning any of this.
I get where you're coming from. I don't know what her actual viewpoint is. If you're saying I was tongue-in-cheek, and maybe it was,
she
maybe it wasn't.
She tends to be fairly, you know, I want to believe this, that she, because of all the other things I've seen come out of her, that she's typically fairly, you know, open-minded, and she's typically fairly off the cuff. She's says some crazy things in interviews.
So, like, I've considered going to the city of Keene and submitting a proposal to the city council to ban all alcohol possession and sales within the city. That would have been a tongue-in-cheek
right.
proposal, considering in response to the fact that they just banned the sales and possession of so-called synthetic drugs.
Right.
Oh, these, you know, they're bad. The children. We gotta
right.
ban these things. Well, okay, alcohol's bad. The children. Let's go ahead and bring back prohibition and just
right.
see what the city councilors, you know, what the, in what ways they would contort themselves to not vote in favor, because they voted 15-0 in favor of the synthetic drug ban. What would the vote be on a ban on alcohol? Right.
I wish there was some way you could add the word synthetic in there, like synthetic fermented fruit juice.
Well, speaking of alcohol news, in other news tonight, I do have the story about the official New Hampshire state liquor. No, not the liquor stores.
Right.
New Hampshire has had liquor stores for a long time. Now they have their own liquor. We can get into that.
I got to look up over the break. I got to figure out what the word synthesized, because I don't know literally. I mean, I have this general idea of what the word synthesized means, but I wonder what it literally means. Like how you, if you were to say like synthesized fruit juice, would that be alcohol?
I don't know.
Has it gone through a synthetic process? Does that mean that it's... So, I mean, you could be, I'm just wondering, because if you say synthesized fruit juice and you want to ban that, somebody might be dumb enough to go, yeah, we should ban synthesized fruit juice.
We need the real stuff here, no synthesis. That's a good question. We'll have to consult the dictionary on that one. But back to the story from Forbes. So a lot of people just, this is a shocking headline that it undercuts the premise of years of litigation, including a Florida case that yielded a $350 million settlement. The article in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute details a study of 76,000 women. That's no small sample size.
Yeah.
76,000 women over more than a decade, which found the usual link between smoking and cancer. Lung cancer was 13 times more common in current smokers and 4 times more common in former smokers than in non-smokers. The study found no statistically significant relationship between lung cancer and exposure to passive smoke. However, only among women who had lived with a smoker for 30 years or more was there a relationship that the researchers described as borderline statistical significance.
Which means not really. Wow.
Right.
That's ridiculously low. I mean, something being not statistically significant is tiny. And if they're talking about borderline statistical significance, that means we have nothing.
Over at the Velvet Glove Iron Fist blog, however, journalist Christopher Snowden notes there's no such thing as borderline statistical significance. It's either significant or it's not. And the reported hazard ratio was not. The study doesn't cover the many other ill effects of breathing somebody else's cigarette smoke, of course, which include asthma and possibly cardiopulmonary disease. Called Gerard Silvestri of the Medical University of South Carolina and member of the National Cancer Institute Screening and Prevention Board, and he said the study merely confirms what many researchers already believed. He says what this study basically showed is what people kind of knew already. At low passive exposures, the risk is not that great.
Sorry, it sounded like you said Screaming and Prevention Board, like they're just yelling at smokers, stop smoking!
At low passive exposures, the risk is not that great. He said, while that's good news, it shouldn't stop anyone from saying, I don't want to be in a bar or any place else with someone who is smoking. Obviously, people should have their preferences, and the market will respond to people's preferences. What we don't need are a bunch of bureaucrats telling us where we can smoke and where we can't. You know, in fact, it's gone so insane that Johnson and I was at the courthouse. They opened a brand new $10 million court facility here in Keene this week, and I went there to check it out. On the door, they have a sign that says no tobacco products allowed, including e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which, of course, aren't a tobacco product at all. It's a nicotine delivery product.
Well, is there any other way to get nicotine than from tobacco? I mean, where else?
Sure, you could get a patch. You could get gum.
But that's still a tobacco product, though.
Patch? No. No.
I'm saying, the patch and the gum, if they get the nicotine by like a nicotine extract from tobacco, that would still be a tobacco product.
That's a good question.
It would be a product of tobacco.
Can nicotine be synthesized without tobacco?
I don't know.
So, if you know, you're welcome to share with us your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. So, again, this isn't going to change how people feel about cigarette smoking and their preferences about it, but maybe some people will be less frightened by it.
Question in regards to that sign. Did you find out whether or not that sign, because they didn't just ban the tobacco and the e-cigs there. They also banned all outside food and drink on that same
sign. Except
bottled water. So I'm wondering, does that mean all the courthouse employees have to forgo their daily latte?
Yeah, we'll find out. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by ProXPN. We continue in moments, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. State liquor They're bringing it out, and so now you can finally have the state inside you. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners via our chat room built right into the same page as the cam. All of it is free. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of cams, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. As you know, Amanda Billy Rock, a new mover to New Hampshire, a YouTube vlogger of some level of popularity within the Liberty Movement, was arrested over the weekend while in her car. And the official footage from this has not yet been released, but I was able to sneak a peek at some low-resolution version footage that kind of leaked out to some extent. And she did an amazing job. Amanda did just an incredible job staying quiet in the face of police questioning. Her passengers didn't do as admirable a job, but they did an admirable job holding the cell phone camera that that somebody was utilizing. So that was good, and it was mostly pointed in the right direction. But, man, it's cold in New Hampshire, and if it's cold and you're cold, you're going to I know this happens to me. I shake when I'm trying to hold a camera steady, especially if it's cold out. And so, yeah, it was just, you know, one of those cell phone cameras that wasn't the best, and so it was real hard to see what was going on. What Amanda really could have benefited from would have been having a Freedom Cam in the car, because then you've got two cameras.
Yep.
If one of the, you know, if your cell phone camera's got hardly any battery left, that's not going to be very good for very long. But the Freedom Cam, as long as there's power going to your car, then the Freedom Cam will be operating, recording what's going on in the cab.
Yeah, also, super overdue to get one of these.
Go now to freedomcam.net. Check it out. Learn more about it. It gives you all-around protection, not just that you get to two video streams. You get the front of the car, so what's happening, you know, on the road, and also what's happening in the cab. So two videos are being recorded at once. There's also GPS, so there. Along with the video, with this special playback software, they can actually show your location, where you're at. Plus, there's a G-force sensor in there, so if something happens physically, like somebody hits you, for instance, this thing will detect that level of motion and will record special into a special directory on the SD card to make sure that gets preserved for the future. It's very cool. It's a neat little device, and you can get one right now over at freedomcam.net. They do take Bitcoin, by the way, at freedomcam.net. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness. We go to the phones and the fun here. We can come back to the smoking story here in a moment. Shocking news about secondhand smoke, at least shocking to some people. We go first, though, to formerly suicidal Jim calling from Wisconsin. Jim, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks. I wanted to, thank you guys for literally talking me out of doing something really stupid. And I wanted to get a little feedback. I was trying to think what I can do for the Free State Project. And I've been talking to Mark Borden, and I was thinking there's a resort hotel about 7 miles from Keene. And I was considering purchasing that. And then, not to make it a profit engine, but to give, you know, Free State movers a place to move to, a temporary home while they're, you know, finding a job, you know. As long as I can cover the taxes, I can handle the remainder, you know what I mean?
I have to say I'm just honored and surprised and wonderfully pleased by such a generous thing that you would do, and thank you. And I'm glad, by the way, that you didn't throw yourself into an icy river or whatever it was, whatever horrible thing you were planning on doing to yourself. I'm glad you called us.
That was the plan.
Yeah. So thank goodness you're still here, and I'm grateful that you're looking at this as an option. That's how I think about things, Jim. I look at doing something here. I look at doing, you know, how's this going to benefit the activism movement? I don't care about making money. You know, money comes, money goes. You know, that's no problem. I want to see how can I help the movement. So I'm really, this is really exciting.
Do you think that sounds like a good idea? I mean, I want to do, you know, I'm thinking the best bang for the buck, and like I said, I sold the family business a couple months ago, and I can just reinvest it into that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fine idea. Sure. Would you be bringing yourself up here as well?
It would be me, my wife, and my stepdaughter. I have a degree. I have a master's in engineering. She has a business degree with a minor in culinary arts.
Excellent.
So, you know, between, you know, we don't have any hotel experience or motel, whatever, but I figure we can wing it. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to a real estate attorney because I want anybody who wants to live there to be able to come up and stay. You know, whether they work as a groundskeeper or a pool cleaner or whatever in exchange for...
What kind of acreage? I mean, tell us a little bit about what, you know, what property you've got your eye on there. Just curious.
I'm on the road to California right now. I asked Mark Borden to email you the property with a link.
Oh, cool. I'm sure he'll do that. Mark Warden is a fine businessman.
One main hotel with the conference room. Like the conference room's big enough to seat 150.
Wow.
And I want to say that has about 140 rooms.
Wow. And this is seven miles outside of Keene, did you say, or 7 minutes?
I want to say 7 miles southwest.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
It's
That's
right
awesome.
At the base
I'm excited.
Of some mountain name I can't recall.
Probably Monadnock.
We need more people like you, Jim. People who have money to invest in the movement for freedom up here. It's one of the things the Liberty Movement is really missing is people with some money to throw around. And we're going to. I think that's changing now with Bitcoin becoming more and more valuable over time, and there being a lot of liberty-minded people who've kind of gotten into that early on, who are going to, and if not already are, essentially Bitcoin millionaires. So I think that's going to change. But the more people we can get here with the experience that has the ability to raise that kind of money or already has it, I think that's very exciting. And I'm grateful that that you're thinking about doing it. Looking forward to maybe seeing you when you come up for a visit and to check out the property, Jim.
Yeah, what's up with the PTSD therapy? My wife and I will be driving over to New Hampshire, and that should be about a week before the
Liberty Forum.
The
Liberty Forum.
Fantastic.
Very exciting. So when is your therapy? You're going to do the PTSD therapy to help you with some of the issues that you had as a child.
It starts not January 6th, the next week, January 13th. And it's
now,
for 1 week.
How did you get hooked up with this? You're going to Canada for it, right? And it will involve MDMA?
Yes.
How did you make that happen?
A rather substantial contribution.
To whom?
Okay, I'm sorry. They have done studies, and they have done double-blind studies. They have proven it to be effective, and at this point, there's no chance for placebo there. What they're doing is developing statistical data on how well it works.
I'm excited by that. Will you call after after you've had your first round or whatever and give us your results and how you feel?
Absolutely.
Jim, looking forward to it. Thanks for the call and the update tonight.
Mark,
glad you're doing well.
Thank you for that Ronin poster. When you have nothing when you're willing to die, you have nothing to lose. That's
right on, brother. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com. Wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control of the airwaves if you wish. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And there's an event coming up, and it's coming up fairly soon. We're talking about maybe about four-ish weeks away, January 23rd through the 25th. It's going to be called the Passport to Freedom. In Passport to Freedom, you're going to learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, although there will be people there who are experts on helping you leave the country, ways to quit your job, make money from anywhere, everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be at this three-day event. Peter Schiff will be keynoting, Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine will be there, and many others. And there's going to kind of be a bit of a challenge, but there will be two sides that will be represented, two main viewpoints. One, that it's time to get out of the United States. The other, that you can stick it out in the United States. And so people come, kind of coming from different perspectives, but all of them oriented towards more freedom for you. So you can go to passport.freetalklive.com. You can get a special early bird offer for Free Talk Live listeners at passport.freetalklive.com. This event is going to be intimate, and it's about taking action. It's the first one ever, the Passport to Freedom, in Vegas, by the way. I didn't mention that. It's Vegas, January 23rd through the 25th, passport.freetalklive.com. You know, we were just talking with formerly suicidal Jim, who is on a an interesting
that's his new radio name now.
Well, that's how he was described.
How long will that handle stick?
It's memorable, right? Like, if you say formerly suicidal Jim, everybody's going to know which Jim we're talking about.
I just think it'll be great. You know, like 4 years from now, we're just still calling him formerly suicidal Jim. That'd be fantastic.
Well, it's an interesting story. I mean, he called the show and was in a real bad place. And we talked to him about suicide and why life is worth living. And, you know, he's had a real tough childhood, but he's doing fairly well for himself, all things considered. It's just dealing with the PTSD is crippling for him. So,
and then this, you know, I made a sizable contribution to somebody in Canada.
Yeah. And now, and he's got himself into basically a PTSD / MDMA study.
I wonder, is it a study, like a huge medical study? Is it
seems like that's what he was
is
getting
it a study
to.
Like this guy is, you know.
Well,
like,
usually the MDMA studies have to be done underground because the government will come in and stop them.
There are, pretty interesting levels of underground, though. I mean, you know, underground, you know, hey, it's Steve. I'm here. We're going to get you PTSD cured here, you know. Or is it like, you know, some doctors that have gone off the book and they're,
that's,
you know,
how typically it's done.
Underground lab. Oh, I don't know, you know.
Well, that's how it's done. I mean, certain psychiatrists, I guess, would be maybe therapists will consent to, you know, having their offices used in this way. Mm-hmm. It's all very, very hush hush.
I mean, I wonder what the level of risk is here that we're talking about.
It's high risk. We're talking about MDMA, which I don't know about Canada, but in the United States, I don't know if it's Schedule 2 or Schedule 1, but it's up there on the drug
schedule.
And
is this stuff being somehow cataloged and documented to be, you know, at some point scientifically peer-reviewed? I mean, is that what's going on?
I don't know. Obviously, we don't have those details from Jim, but I'm excited for him regardless. Regardless of the level of scienciness behind this study, all I'm concerned with is, Jim going to get a dose of MDMA? Is he going to take it with a therapist? Will the sentence setting be appropriate? And I'm, you know, from what it sounds like, that's going to be the case. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, MDMA is the chemical short version of the chemical name, which is much longer. That is what is supposed to be ecstasy. Originally, it was called ecstasy on the streets. Now it's sold as Molly, but also other drugs are sold as ecstasy and Molly. And so it's very hard to, if you go out and buy something called Molly on the streets, to know for sure, unless you have a test kit that'll prove it, whether or not it's actually MDMA. Or whether or not it has been adulterated with some other product or cut in some way. So I'm going to presume Jim's going to get the real deal. Now, this can be very, very helpful. There have been preliminary studies that have been done. Again, very secretive, small sample sizes. Nothing big has been done that I know of. But of the small studies that have been done on MDMA and PTSD, there have been really surprising results. And maybe not surprising to people that have used MDMA, but surprising in general, I think, to a lot of people that, this party drug can actually be used to solve serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
The people who took, I believe it was MDMA, and they've also done it with psychedelic mushrooms, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this, 855-453, but they've done both, and they've had just dramatic results. Like 80% of people after one dose of MDMA and one therapy session, you know, together, they took a dose and they're in a therapy session, that they're able to, you know, break down the walls and the barriers that have prevented them from coming to grips with the terrible things that have happened to them and just empathize with the people that committed whatever the violence or the wrongs were against them. And amazing.
In a way, medically, scientifically, it kind of makes sense, though. I mean, when you think about it, right? Because, I mean, with these people who have things like PTSD, that's a major chemical imbalance in somebody's brain. And, you know, you start getting the right levels of serotonin back, it's like suddenly people are able to
work
things
out.
But the brain is a pretty powerful organ, you know. I would think that if you can write that balance,
I mean, medical science generally, if you're getting on some kind of pill, you're on that pill for life in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I think that's by design. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. This is interesting because it's literally, I'm talking one dose of MDMA, one session, these people come back, they are cured of PTSD. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not in all cases.
Right.
But, and by the way, this is after these people have tried all of the other legal standard whatever pills and whatever other therapy have been suggested for PTSD. These are people who just none of this other stuff is working, who they tried this on.
15 years of Wellbutrin and nothing's happened. You
know, yeah, it sounds horrible, but the idea of this, I think it speaks to how powerful MDMA is as a substance. I know that for me, the first time that I took it, it was a special experience. You know, I hadn't really even had an appreciation for nature, I think, before I took MDMA, and that really opened my eyes to that. So,
By the way, I pulled Wellbutrin out of a hat. I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, name.
Sure, brand. Whatever. That's an antidepressant,
knows,
right?
You know, yeah. That's what I was trying to, you know, grab for is antidepressants. You know, all these things that have side effects like suicide. It's like, oh, I'm trying to get happier, and, well, what's the side effect of this antidepressant drug? Oh, yeah, suicide.
So I'm excited.
Makes things worse.
I'm excited for Jim that he's going to be able to try this out, and it's because that's one of the things that I think you were here the night he called, and that was your suggestion.
Yep,
actually, was the MDMA therapy. So awesome news! Really excited to hear about that, and looking forward to hearing more from Jim when that is completed.
And it sounds like he's pulling out a little bit on his own too, and he's also looks like he's trying to help other people.
Well, you've got to be willing to
Justin. You know?
Yes, that's great points. Right. You've got to be willing to pull out on your own. I mean, if we're talking about changing how you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
you
don't if you just go ahead and take a dose of MDMA because you're miserable and you don't have the intention of kind of repairing yourself. I don't know if it's going to have the same effect.
Right, yeah.
I think that it's the same thing with quitting a drug or something like that. You know, you don't just quit because someone in a court, some man in a robe orders you to quit. You quit because you find it valuable.
And that type of negative thinking, too, it's a cyclical, it's a circular kind of cycle of things. You know, you're in this kind of loop of just everything's negative, 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 and that's got to be broken, you know, first.
Absolutely.
Where, you know, not only are you just doing something for yourself, but you have to get into a cycle of positive thinking, too, and that's... You know, every single time you go to think negatively, you got to think something else and change your whole outset.
Right, and I can't speak to PTSD. I mean, I that's one thing I can't really empathize with because I've never been through that level of trauma, thank goodness.
Right.
On the other hand, I do know that focusing on, just in general, focusing on bad things that have happened to you in the past is not a good way to create a good future for yourself. I understand. I mean, bad things have happened to me, too. I mean, I don't want to get into them, but they've been I've been through some pretty bad scenes with the violence and things like that. And I just don't think about them. They happened then. They're not happening to you now. It's better to focus in the now and, you know, enjoy your life for what you have. There's a lot to enjoy despite all the negative news and all that's out there. So 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. If we get a chance, I also want to talk about the guy who wrote the Anarchist Cookbook. He has changed his mind. Come on.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, if you like, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio this evening is Ian.
And Johnson.
There is a new browser extension that is out. I'm pretty excited about it. It's called CryptoKit. K-R-Y-P-T-O-K-I-T. CryptoKit.com. It is not just a Bitcoin wallet, and it's not just a secure messaging system. It's all of that rolled into one little easy-to-use extension, plus Bitcoin news and charts all in the same extension. It's very handy. I checked the Bitcoin price multiple times today simply by clicking my CryptoKit icon on Chrome. Right now, the current price, $654. Very handy. And you don't have to, with their Bitcoin wallet, you don't have to log into some web wallet, copy and paste Bitcoin addresses. None of this. You don't have to do it anymore. You just open up CryptoKit, and you can generate your own random Bitcoin address, fund your wallet from any source, and start making your Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. Very convenient. Plus, the instant messaging that is PGP encrypted is also very exciting, which for me is very cool because I've always found PGP to be a huge hassle, and this makes it so much easier. CryptoKit.com, it's free. Right now it's only available for Chrome, K-R-Y-P-T-O-K-I-T.com. You can also search for it on the Google Chrome store. So we were talking before we went off and discussed MDMA PTSD therapy. We talked about smoking cigarettes, specifically secondhand smoke, and a new study that is saying that has looked at, I believe they've looked at some other studies. In this one, there's an article that details a study of 76,000 women over more than a decade and basically discovered that this idea that secondhand smoke is somehow cancerous, that it causes lung cancer, is absolutely ridiculous. It's completely baseless. And they've got more information here that I'll share from the Forbes piece. They say that one researcher in the article says the most important effect of indoor smoking bans may be on the smokers. School of Medicine's Northwestern University School of Medicine's Dr. Jyoti Patel says the strongest reason to avoid passive cigarette smoke is to change societal behavior, to not live in a society where smoking is a norm. Previous cancer studies have had mixed results. The researchers said although the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still calculate secondhand smoke is responsible for 46,000 heart disease deaths and 3,400 deaths from cancer every year, the problem is that many studies showing the strongest association between secondhand smoke and cancer were case control studies that can suffer from recall bias or the tendency of people with the disease that can be blamed on past exposure to be more likely to recall it.
Mm.
Among the 76,000 study participants, however, only 4,000 reported no exposure to passive smoke, making it difficult to tease out a difference, showing a connection, as one researcher said. Still, the study goes a long way toward eliminating the premise of a groundbreaking lawsuit on behalf of 60,000 flight attendants who sought damages for lung cancer from passive smoke that was common back in the days when you could light up on an airliner. Tobacco companies settled that by paying $300 million to establish the Flight Attendant Medical Research Institute to support research into tobacco-related diseases. Lawyers for flight attendants have been battling to have it shut down, and the proceeds paid directly to flight attendants, saying the elimination of smoking on airlines has ended its usefulness to the class. So there you go. A study here basically showing that there is no statistical significance as far as people who have been exposed to secondhand smoke. They said that only women who had lived with a smoker for 30 years or more did they find something that was borderline statistically significant towards lung
cancer.
Which
means 30 years or more equals just about nothing. I mean,
yeah, that's about
close
right.
Close to statistical significance really means that they have nothing.
Living with a basically full-time right. cigarette smoker.
Right, exactly.
So does that shock you? Is this a surprise? Is there anybody out there who finds this this headline that there's no link between secondhand smoking cancer that finds this to be surprising? You weren't surprised, Johnson, but you've paid attention to the issue in the past.
Right.
And I don't suspect that many Americans have paid close attention to the issue. They've taken what the government has said and what the cancer institutes have said about this, and they've run with it. I mean, it's a popular viewpoint.
And it's just, again, common sense. Things dissipate in air really, really quickly, and, people aren't getting cancer from standing next to cars, Mechanics aren't working in auto shops all day. Oh, we're dying like crazy. We need extra insurance to be working in an auto mechanic shop because there's exhaust fumes.
So, of course, when you talk to people who have had lung cancer, right. And this is kind of what they were talking about later on in the article here, about the recall bias. You're talking to people that have cancer and you ask them,
right.
Well, were you ever around secondhand smoke?
Actually,
I tended bar for a few years
right.
or whatever.
Right.
So that's, of course, causation is not correlation, or correlation is not causation, rather.
Well, I worked in a mine for 40 years.
Yeah. Talk about a dangerous profession.
Yeah.
So if you're shocked by this, if you don't believe it, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. But it doesn't really matter now, does it, at this point? Because, I mean, it's just for your edification, for your enlightenment,
mm-hmm.
because the policies are already in place banning smoking. Now, these smoking bans were based off of faulty information, which is what we're learning now, but it's not like you're going to be able to walk into Congress with this information and get your local state government to repeal smoking bans.
Right.
It won't be, once the government moves into an area, it becomes very difficult to rid yourself or rid that area of government. So
and it just continues spreading regardless.
Right. So good luck getting anything repealed based on this new information.
Right.
Great.
Now that we have smoking bans, what ban is next? I mean,
that's just it. Things keep going more insane. Like I mentioned earlier, the courthouse is now banning e-cigarettes, which I suspect.
And they're banning food and drink.
Well, that's been the case,
right.
I think, to some extent. But they're banning e-cigarettes, which I think is a direct result of Graham Coulson, who's the newest blogger over at freekeen.com. He's a New Hampshire native, one of the Robin Hooders. During mm-hmm. the Robin Hood trial, he was photographed by the Keen Sentinel blowing out vapor from his e-cigarette.
Right.
And I think that, he was in there using this cigarette and the court people didn't like it. The judge didn't do anything at the moment, but it's awfully coincidental that after Graham's put in the newspaper using an e-cigarette in court that they ban e-cigarettes explicitly on the sign on the front door.
Right.
Which they'd never done before. So there's that news about smoking.
I know this question's already been asked as well, but what authority are they able to do this under? You know, they just keep saying, we're going to ban... It's like, the judge says that we don't want anyone in here with red shirts. It's very offensive. I mean, where does it stop?
It doesn't. I mean, the judges can pretty much do anything they want until they're challenged by some attorney who knows what they're doing.
And why don't they just do, contrary rules, you know, just to make sure everyone's always, you know, that they can just kick somebody out at any time. This court, you may not be served if you are wearing no shoes or no shirt, no shoes, no shirt, no service. But we also are banning shoes.
Just keep them on their toes.
So you cannot wear shoes in this courtroom, but if you're not wearing shoes, you cannot be serviced by this courtroom. You know, just make contrary rules. So that way, at any time, they can say, we're kicking you out. We're going to selectively enforce this.
Well, you know, they during the trial, when I went to jail for a 60-day sentence, or actually it was 90 days. But anyway, when I went to jail, stayed in for 58 days straight. That trial, the judge in that case, it's a different judge than is in the court now in Keene, but that judge prohibited people from wearing shirts with messages.
Right.
So Rich Paul tried to come into my trial with a Ron Paul t-shirt on and was prohibited.
I would love to challenge that. This lawyer is clearly wearing a suit, and that sends a very clear message of his professionalism.
He meant words on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
But to just give
who
you an
says,
example.
Legal land, man, you use the word messages. That's how I interpret the word messages.
Well, I would love to have you challenge that. Unfortunately, that judge is no longer on the bench. So the newer judge hasn't said anything about people wearing t-shirts with messages. So to some extent, things have improved in that way. But my point being, that wasn't a legislative decision. That was a judge issuing an order and not even writing the order down. He just said it in court. And, you know, this is how it shall be. And if you violate it, then it's a contempt of court charge, which isn't actually a charge. It's just the power of the judge. So the judge has the power to arbitrarily create rules for the courthouse and the courtroom and also to enforce those rules. And you could go to jail for a long time because contempt doesn't technically have a maximum sentence. There is a rule here in New Hampshire that says a judge has to present some sort of justification for a contempt sentence that's longer than 6 months.
Someone needs to challenge, someone needs to challenge contempt of court because it is just thought crime.
I don't think you can challenge it.
Because it's thought crime. I mean, the judges need to have this power of contempt of court removed.
I don't know
from
how
them.
You would do
because
it.
Guess what? I've got contempt for all courts.
I think, Johnson, I think that the system is so crazy, this religious state system that we have. That if you could find legislation, let's say that, you know, free staters take over the New Hampshire legislature and they pass a bill that says, we are going to remove the contempt powers from the courts here in New Hampshire. What would happen would be the Supreme Court would overturn it as unconstitutional.
Interesting.
Because they will protect their people in the justice, so-called justice system. 855-450-FREE. I'd love to be wrong about that, but I think that's what would happen. Hour 2's on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators end-of-year flooring clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.